Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Weksda tussen 3 en 6.
Oh yes, bietjie gaming tyd. En vir 'n geruime tyd, ek dink baie van die luisteraars weet nou al, jy weet, ek's 'n gamer en ek speel self 'n bietjie online games en al sulke goeters, maar laat nou hierdie verskriklike interessante artikel opgepop onlangs waar die kroonprins Mohammed bin Salman Saudi-Arabië het nou besluit, dis nou tyd van somer 2024 af, dat die eSports World Cup, hulle gaan dit nou vervang wat oorspronklik gamers uit was, en hulle gaan $45 miljoen in hierdie wêreldbeker indruk vir e-sports.
Dis verskriklik baie geld.
Dis ongelooflik. So ons het 'n paar gaste genooi met ons te kom chat. En een van hulle is Wayne Holt. Hy's Southern Africa Consumer Manager by Lenovo en hulle is baie betrokke by die gaming. Wayne, thank you for being here, man.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. So let's start off with you've worked for some pretty big tech companies in your life and you're with Lenovo now, but lockdown changed the whole world into a gamer, right? For some odd reason, we couldn't go anywhere. We had to work from home. We just spoke about that. But we found ourselves in our off time drilling games.
Absolutely. I think besides, you know, playing games, I think we've all discovered how much fun it actually is. You know, it's not stereotyped. Everyone sort of, you know, got on board and you had to find a different way of entertaining yourself. So it helped a heck of a lot from a gaming perspective.
I know of a few dads who couldn't wait for their kids to go to bed so that they can play their games in peace.
Absolutely. Luckily, as dads, we've never changed. You know, from our own father at Christmas who couldn't wait for us to go to bed to play with the scaly
yeah.
kids. We're just doing it on a modern device now, and absolutely.
So how is the – or did you find a change in the demographic of who we expect to be gamers?
So very much so, not just in a South African context, but worldwide. You look at the age, you know, profiles of people playing games. I mean, we, beginning of the year, opened our first seniors league for gaming. So, you know,
oh,
over
wow.
65s. And it's absolutely
and
packed.
These are bullies who are still jolling.
These are bullies and tannies.
Are they playing the same games that the kids and Dupie are playing?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the blessings probably of gaming is there's no physical limitation to it.
Mm.
You know, rugby, when you get to a certain age, the knees give in or running or whatever the case is. Gaming, you don't have that limitation.
Mm.
And the other thing that we notice
wow.
very much...
I mean, arthritis. You know.
True. Okay, I'm maybe generalizing a little bit too much, but you are right.
Mm.
But the other thing is, obviously, it's very gender neutral.
Mm.
It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. You know, and we see a massive uptick in female gamers worldwide.
Mm.
You know, not just a South African thing, but it really levels the gender playing field.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic from that perspective.
So tell me about this league of oldies jolling, you know. How old are they? What are they jolling?
Well, as I said, I mean, yeah, it's from 65 plus, but right up to in the 80s.
And are they playing competitively?
They're playing competitively, so they are, you know, in LAN competitions. They are... Mainly a lot of it's on Counter-Strike, so something that you wouldn't necessarily think of as an old bullies kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
But PC gaming, you know, not console gaming.
Mm.
But I think we also maybe forget, you know, the generations of people who are tech-savvy now are starting to move on. You know, the granny out there, grandfather, they're not as tech-naive as what they used to be.
Mm.
But it's seen very much also not just from a competitive perspective, but from a mental health perspective. You know, keeping the mind focused, sharp, active, without having to get out and be out and about.
And also, does it not create another social engagement for them, maybe people who are bound to their home? Or
yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And in South Africa, where we've seen it also, you know, progresses from a safety perspective. You know, if you take seniors, if they're out and about, sadly, you know, they are
vulnerable.
More vulnerable than the average citizen. So these are activities now that are safe, they're secure, they're social.
Mm.
So we're starting to see that really boom.
Well, that's awesome. We have so much to talk about still. Wayne Holt van Lenovo wat saam met ons kuier vanmiddag. Saam met ons in die ateljee vandag, Wayne Holt. Hy's van Lenovo af en ons chat gaming. Nou ons uitgevind het van hierdie I mean, a World Cup for esports. Who would have thought?
Dink jy gaan kan gaan?
Wel, nog nie. Ek is nog nie op baie competitive vlak.
Ja, jy gaan moet oefen.
Ek oefen elke dag. Maar kyk, as jy nie kan nie, dan kan jy nie. Weet, baie mense is aangeleer vir dit. En blykbaar die ou mense ook nou.
Mm.
Wat so games, Joel. Dit was die coolste ding toe, hoe hy nou vir ons vertel het. There's a whole league for older people. And I don't want to call them geriatrics, but I mean, you know, did they only get into gaming at an older age, or have they been joining for years?
No, most of them have, I wouldn't say recently, but certainly at an older age, they've got involved in gaming. It wasn't around in 1945, I think, when most of them were around. But no, they've and adapted to it amazingly well and picked it up relatively quickly.
Mm.
But, you know, just as I said earlier, just fantastic from a mental health perspective, keeping them sharp, and we hope to see it grow from strength to strength. That community and, you know, inclusiveness is important.
Yeah, now you're talking about inclusiveness. From a Lenovo point of view, you guys have decided to start focusing on the gaming side a little bit more intensely in the past couple of years. Why make that move?
Well, I think you have to make that move because the requirements for gaming is, you know, quite specific, and you need a specialty product. You know, I think, as you mentioned, I've been in the IT industry for far too long, and the one thing was always trying to get the one device that does everything.
Absolutely.
Mm. And maybe what lockdown actually also did for a lot of people is make you realize that there isn't that one device. You can't do everything on your smartphone, right? And the same with gaming. You know, there are devices that are suitable to game on. There's certain requirements for that, and there's other devices that are good at other things.
Because people got terribly angry. You know, I got mates who sent me WhatsApps because I'm in the creative space as well. I do photography, so I need a dedicated laptop that I can edit on and all of that. So we use MacBooks because that was the industry standard for so long. And then lockdown came along, and my friends were like, listen, what can you play on a Mac? I'm like, I think they have chess on there, but you're not going to be playing Call of Duty with us. You know, that's dedicated to Microsoft-based, you know, operating systems.
No, absolutely. And, you know, Apple makes some fantastic products. But the one thing that PC is particularly strong at is gaming.
Yeah.
You know, and that for us is something we look to leverage off. And those gaming communities are tech leaders for us. So they become evangelists in terms of the tech that's out there. And then that starts leaking over from the gaming into the creative space. Because, you know, the modern world is full of creatives. Everyone's a TikToker, a YouTube star, a content creator. And again, gaming devices lend themselves very well to that, you know, environment. But gaming is our, what's the right word to say, sort of gateway into that community. You know, the creative side is probably from an Apple perspective, their way in. But gaming, you know, helps us get to that customer, that content creator, you know, videographer, photographer.
Yes.
So wherever there's, you know, high demand for compute, that's what we're focusing on. Legion is on that cutting edge, delivering high end.
And that's what Legion is as well. But I know you guys are very much from the Legion side. You are trying to also build in South Africa specifically a community of gamers and trying to take them to the next level.
Yeah, it's a very important thing from a gaming perspective to be involved with the gaming communities. You know, it's you rely on them, and you know, we want to give back to those communities. You want to get involved, and they help us really drive what product we need to develop. Everything we do, you know, certainly from a Lenovo perspective, but PC in general, you know, it needs to be fit for purpose. Building a device for device's sake is silly, right? So that feedback, that engagement, you know, being in that gaming environment is the only way you get the right product mix. You can think that it's the greatest gaming device ever. If gamers don't like it, it's not going to sell a single unit.
There's no point.
Correct. Mm. So you got to design it for them.
So what I heard about gaming is they have these incredible massive computers and you can't really do on your laptop what you can do on the computer. Is that still true?
I think to some degrees, you know, computers are such a broad
topic.
Right? Yeah, it is. But, you know, from a desktop, you've still got your very strong builder communities. So people who build their own towers. But there's some downsides to that, right? And mobility, obviously, is the easiest one to talk about. You can typically, from a tower perspective, you can pack it with probably more power than what you can in a notebook. But on the high-end notebook side, what we're doing device-wise now is absolutely frightening. And there isn't a title out there that you can't play on a laptop device. So it's not a necessity to have, you know, your desktop towers with all your lights. But you can, you know, push it a little bit further. But we're also seeing, as we mentioned, you know, people blending their worlds. So that requires a, not quite the one device, but a device that you can take to work and sit in a boardroom and go home and, you know, play whatever title it is that you want to play.
See, now that's lacquer, you know, mixing work and play, a little bit of both. But with these laptops and stuff, are you now, because that's the thing that I think a lot of people are trying to stay away from, that if I'm going to buy a laptop now, that's a two-year commitment, then it's going to be old and it's going to be slow. I'm going to have to get a new device just for work. That's why I don't want to go the gaming route with these devices. But are we able to upgrade these devices now as well, you know, in terms of memory and storage space? Is that becoming more accessible like desktops were?
Yeah, very much so. You know, from a gaming notebook perspective, it actually gives you a big advantage over the traditional notebooks you'd find in a retail store. Where in the gaming notebooks, you still got DIMM slots. So you'll have four memory slots that you can upgrade. You know, the hard drives, you'll take multiple. I mean, some of the chassis will support four hard drives. So, you know, there you can spec 4 terabyte SSDs in four different slots. So from that perspective, you can. What it does limit you to, though, is, you know, from a motherboard perspective, the CPU is soldered to the board. So, yeah, there you've still got a desktop maker, a bit of an advantage. But, you know, outside of that, it does give you a lot more scope for upgrading. And for anyone who's thinking about buying a gaming notebook, to be honest, I think it's the best way of future-proofing yourself from a work perspective, because in 2 years' time, that gaming notebook is still going to be more than capable of what's required from a work.
You can still send emails chuff-chuff.
100%. So, yeah, we always kind of say you try and buy the best tech you can at the time, because with tech, unfortunately, in 2 years' time, there will be something better. There will be something faster.
Always.
All you can try and do is buy the best you can at the time.
So we just heard about this World Cup next year taking place in Saudi. How does the South African gaming industry compare to overseas?
So I think we're pretty competitive. You know, the World Cup, the Saudi League, is a relatively new thing. But, you know, Intel Masters has been running for a very long time. And that's also, you know, a crazy competitive league. And I'd probably lie exactly what the prize money is, but it's not small change. You know, you're talking probably close to $1 million. That's some serious
money,
you know.
Especially if you're South African.
Especially as a South African. And, you know, again, you know, exact results from the South African teams, I wouldn't be able to give you, but we certainly do compete on an international stage. And again, there's no limitation on it. You know, there's nothing that can hold you back. So if you've got the ability and you're putting in the time, we certainly do compete.
So, sorry, this may be a stupid question, but do you compete from here, like overseas, or do you have to travel and physically be there?
No, you would generally travel.
Oh, okay.
So you would be at the tournament itself in a LAN event. So you'd be a representative team, you know, traveling. And depending on what, you know, esports body it is, some of it will be national. So there's national colors for gaming. So you can be a Protea gamer. And then there's other, you know, different leagues that'll set up where you're more an independent kind of clan is what, you know, the teams are referred to. But your independent clan would be playing as, call it like a football club. And there you would, you know, as long as you are winning and tracking, you'd be competing on a world stage.
So I know, because I've heard it like in my own life, tennis players, South African tennis players, struggle to really compete because of funding. You know, it is more expensive for us to have to travel to Europe, to America from here to go compete there. And that's why we don't necessarily have so many tennis players as America, for instance. Is that the same problem with the gaming?
I think so. I mean, unfortunately, as South Africans, as you mentioned, it's just a challenge we face. Mm. But, you know, we try and then also drive the competitiveness locally and making okay. sure that there's local environments for, yes. for people to compete in. So overseas is not the only option. And then, you know, sponsorships, you know, we do try to get involved in those sorts of things as much as possible, where you can, when you can. But I think like any sport out there, there's some challenges with mm. costs and travel. But there's some unique, you know, avenues for gamers in terms of revenue streams.
Mm.
You know, so YouTube channels, those sorts of things. You know, they're gamers, and you don't have to be in the US, but are earning $250,000 a month.
Jeez.
Wow.
You know, and that's from a sponsorship perspective as a professional gamer. So, yeah, unfortunately, not in South Africa, but in the US, you know, we have a professional Lenovo gaming team that... All they do is they wake up and they play games. They go to sleep. And
one day when I'm all grown up,
sure.
and you know, and they get paid for that. That's not. It's a profession. Mm. It's not a hobby. They're professional gamers, and they're earning very good money.
Mm.
Just one day.
Do they like exercise and stuff, or do they literally just?
You need to be physically fit to jaw that much.
100%. Look, I mean, I don't know their fitness routines to be honest, but they certainly look fitter than I do. you know, and you know, you need the mental concentration.
Mm. That's what I'm thinking.
No, so there's definitely a fitness regime. Around
it's not like sitting and eating chippies and drinking. Sugary drinks.
I think you have patches of that.
Yeah. But well, you have patches of that in golf as well. So
absolutely, yeah. I think more so in golf. but you know, as a professional sport now, gaming, you know, you have to approach it as a professional, and that requires special diet, exercise, you know, dedication, all the same things you would in a normal sport. So it's definitely a big part of it.
You see now, Nina, when I told you that gaming is changing. You thought it was just spielikies on a console there. There's a whole world out there.
No, it sounds like it.
Yeah. We'll chat to Wayne some more in a little bit. Ons gaan nou weer terug wees met jou nuus. Sy gamer is. Ek sien hier is 'n hele paar WhatsApps wat deurgekom het met gaming vrae vir Wayne spesifiek. So ons sal vir hom vra nou in die volgende segment. Ons chat 'n bietjie gaming met Wayne Holt van Lenovo en hulle hele reeks Legion wat Legion's dedicated to gaming specifically, right?
That is correct, yes.
Listen, so we've got a few WhatsApps coming through here now and you know, there's actually plenty gamers listening.
Actually plenty gamers
listening to this show. And the other day, I was just next door at the, what do you call it? The convenience store.
Yeah.
And I was standing in line there. And you mentioned now Bully's Dueling Games. There was this whim who was standing behind me. And I just heard him say my gamer name. I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, mene dink ek sien jou nie hoor. Ek en my seun speel elke aand en dan sit ons jou daar op die televisie. Dis ek soos, well. So I'm doing something right, you know.
Okay. But he's famous.
Yeah, he's 72 and he still plays Call of Duty. So you must know that's very cool. So somebody said, yeah, here's the thing. The big debate, and this has been going on for years. What is better, PC or console?
Gosh, that is a tough question because it's
can you
really
even compare the two?
I think you can in some ways, but it is the big debate. And they've both got pros and cons to them. You know, PC gaming, you've got to keep up with the tech a lot more often. Where console gaming, you've got more consistency on a platform and the refresh of it. But I think from a gaming perspective, what we are starting to see is far more aggregation of content, but then also devices. So, you know, in the past, if you go back a good couple of years, you would have a gaming title that was released only for PlayStation, for example, or it was only released for PC. Now you're starting to see those titles are released for both console and PC as an example. And, you know, we got a couple of devices coming out, well, they'll be in the country by the end of the year. They've been released worldwide, like the Legion Go, which is a mobile gaming platform, which is essentially a PC console. And that's about the aggregation.
That fits in your hand.
That fits in your hand, right?
So there's a present for Yucky.
Yeah, absolutely. I
ate twee. Hy het twee verskillendes.
It's like an oversized Tamagotchi.
Ja, so hy het genoeg. Hy kry nie nog.
Better screen.
but that's exactly what we're starting to see there now. But the titles you're able to play are from your mobile Android gaming titles that you would have on your tablet.
Or on your cell phone, right?
Or on your cell phone or any sort of mobile device, your PlayStation
Candy Crush and those stuff.
Candy Crush, exactly. I mean, my daughters sit and play... you know, the old kind of Tetris sort of games and those sort of things are very simple things. And then you're going right up on that mobile device being able to play a Call of Duty or
really?
A Counter-Strike. And
sure.
So you're not having to choose anymore. And, you know, the preference from how you use that device, whether it's a keyboard and mouse or whether it's a, you know, console itself, you know, we're starting to see all of that come together as one sort of gaming environment. Mm. So, you know, the console kind of future-proofs you from a title's perspective. Gaming on a PC probably gives you the ultimate experience, the customization, and, you know, the freedom to really do whatever you want.
Now, here's another interesting question. In terms of our gamers locally, we are in South Africa, and it feels like when new titles do come out, they seem to forget about us in terms of placing servers locally. So we have to constantly deal with high ping. And for Anina now, what is high ping? High ping is the latency, or the hoe lank dit vat vir jou rekenaar hier om 'n koneksie te maak met waar die server is. And this letterlik millisecondes, but in a game, those milliseconds add up to you being dead and somebody else having seen you long before you see them on your screen.
Mm.
So do you think that gives us a bit of an advantage when we go play internationally because we've grown accustomed to high ping in South Africa?
I would hope so, but it's not sort of a standard that we want to, you know...
encourage
or set. So, you know, I think, again, some of the stuff happening in the news, if you see what, you know, Microsoft's looking to acquire and purchase... Yeah,
I think they just did, Activision.
Yeah.
They made that purchase now.
Yeah, so I believe that's gone through, so they've purchased Activision. But, you know, Microsoft is an example, Amazon's another one, where they've invested a lot in terms of, you know, data center infrastructure on the continent and in South Africa in particular. So, you know, those sort of issues, we hope over time, would become less and less. But I actually think it would give us an advantage. You know, you've had to, it's like if you're a runner and you've had to run with an extra 10 kgs.
Once you take it off, you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're faster.
Yeah, absolutely. So we won't, as South Africans, we won't let that hold us back. We won't use it as any excuse.
Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie verder met Wayne gesels. Ons het ook 'n plaaslike gamer van Hoërskool Oosmoed. Hulle het 'n e-sports league daar. Want ons gaan 'n bietjie op die lyn gaan kry en hoor, jy weet, wie is hulle en wat doen hulle? En jy weet, hoe is dit hierdie e-sports? Hoe is dit anders as jy gewone rugby, cricket en hockey wat jy kry by die skool en so? Ons chat bietjie gaming saam met Wayne van Lenovo, Wayne Holt.
Dupie is in sy element.
Ja man, ek kan julle middag hier oor gesels, reg.
Ek dink jy ons gaan huis toe gaan vanmiddag nie. Ons gaan
nie ons moet huis toe gaan want ons moet gaan games chat. Verstaan jy? Luister, nou een van die interessante goed, Wayne, you've probably got a little bit more of experience regarding this is gaming in schools these days. We know that South African schools have got rugby, got cricket, you've got hockey, netball, you name it. But they've now started including esports as a competitive sport form in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, from children going from primary school to high school, one of their biggest considerations now is, do you have an esports team?
Wow.
It's become, you know, that big. But also just from a provincial colors, national colors, you know, esports is a bigger part of school curriculum and sports as rugby, cricket, athletics. So very much mainstream. And as I say, a lot of children will pick their high school based on whether they've got an esports team.
Mm. Now, one of these kids, his name is Shane Swanepoel. He's from Hoërskool Oosmoed. He's in graad 9. And his span name is Oosmoed Alpha.
Mm.
Lekker cool. Shane, what say you?
Nie veel nie, dankie.
Hoorie so, nou, was jy een van daai jong manne wat besluit het op hoërskool gebaseer op, het hulle e-sports team of nie?
Nee, glad nie. Ek en my vriend het maar net altyd games gespeel en toe die hoërskool dit het, toe doen ons dit maar.
So jy is nou in hoërskool Oosmoed. Wie is julle grootste kompetisie?
Ons het tweede gekom teen Waterkloof, so ek sal maar sê seker maar Waterkloof, want hulle het ons baie, ons het hulle amper gewen, maar ja.
Ach, toe net op die einde.
Hulle is ons kompetisie op die punt.
Okay.
Hoor jy nou, hoe lang speel jy nou al video games en wat is die games wat julle daar speel by Oosmoed in julle e-sports?
Ek speel games al vanaf ek sal sê 7 is op 'n PlayStation. En dan die games wat ons het by Oosmoed is, ons twee main games is Rocket League en CSGO, Counter-Strike Global Offense. En dan is ons, en dan het ons, dit is nou part van die HSL Telkom VS Gaming. Dan het ons ook nou hierdie jaar ACGL begin integreer met Fortnite en allerhande ander games wat baie populair is, soos Fortnite, Clash Royale, Warzone, enigiets.
O, so Warzone is ook nou, want ek het gesien van die games wat julle speel, toe wonder ek nou, jy weet, wat is die school se policy in terme van games waar jy mannetjies skiet en sulke tipe goed? Laat hulle toe of nie?
So, vir Rocket League kan jy enige tyd speel, maar ja, games wat jy skiet, so CSGO, ek dink nie Fortnite het 'n age restriction op nie, maar soos Warzone is ek seker, jy moet in graad 10 wees, dis maar dieselfde vir CSGO.
Ok, hoor jy maar soos, sê nou maar rugby, oefen hulle op maandag en woensdag 3 tot 5, het jylle ook sulke oefentye?
Nee, glad nie, ek en my span, ons is maar goeie vriende, toe ek in die skool ingekom het, het hulle my onmiddellik in hulle span ingevat en my begin beter maak in die game.
So jy speel
en
net van die huis af?
Ons is net baie goeie vriende en speel elke middag saam.
Ok.
Nou, moet ek vir jou vraag, wat is die droom? En jy weet, en hoe gaan hierdie e-sports jou help daarmee? Wil jy enige pro gamer word, of wil jy in gaming development ingaan, of wat is die story?
Op hoërskool, jy moet pas 15 wees om in 'n professionele span ingevat te word en sulke type goeiekies. So op hoërskool is die droom maar om genotis te word en in 'n professionele span ingevat te word, soos my een spanmaat Jeff. Hy is nou op trials vir een van die beste professionele spanne in Suid-Afrika vir RLCS, wat Rocket League Champs is.
Wie is die span?
Sorry?
Wie is hierdie span nou, wat nou so goed is?
Dit is Unity Esports.
Wow, ek het al gehoor van hulle.
Yes. En dan, as ek uit skool uit is, wil ek in software development ingaan.
Ah, okay, well, so daar is die hele plan. Jy weet, dis nie net jolliekies, ne? Nou, ek dink hierdie, ek wil hê nie met die laaste vraag vra daar.
Wat, nummer 7?
Ja.
So, is games of e-sport net vir nerds? Soos ons het nou geken, het op skool het net nerds TV games gespeel. Is jy nerd?
ek is 'n nerd, maar baie van die kinders wat by die skool speel, ek meen ons Fortnite span wat eerste geplaas het in ACGL, dit is 3 rugby spelers wat
sien
baie populair is, glad nie nerdy nie, en ja, dis nie net vir nerds nie.
Sien, dinge verander.
Hoor jy, ek wil net sê, nerds is cool.
Ja.
Rarig.
Nina het 'n groot nerd gedate, so.
Getrou.
Getrou, ja, is erger. Hoor jy, Shane, dis rarig awesome. Ek wil een of ander tyd bietjie teen julle ouens speel. Laat ons kyk of ek ook nie in haar span kan haal of so nie. Ek wil net kyk of
Die wil net, ja, kyk hoe goed is hy regtig. Ja,
of miskien moet julle my bietjie kom carry. Ek dink dis eintlik waarvoor ek vra. Ek gaan jou WhatsApp.
100%.
Thanks Shane, lekker middag.
Dankie Shane, dit was lekker.
Dankie
julle. Bye. So, this is obviously something that you guys from Lenovo Legion side are also trying to promote, you know, is young kids like Shane and their teams, you know, going into software, going into tech, you know, learning more about where technology is going in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is definitely a gateway to technology, but I think more exciting for us, you know, from the social side, and you heard it there from Shane, is breaking down those barriers. You know, you back in my day at school, you had big segregation between
absolutely
the rugby players and you know, nerds or whatever you want.
Now there's no more fights by the fietsloots, because the rugby owens are playing computer games and the computer games owens are scooping ball with the rugby owens.
100%. But, you know, back to your original sort of question about, you know, leading on to other things. I mean, you can't deny or step away from the importance of tech for children's future and how that will be integrated into the workplace. Not just, you know, software development's obviously very exciting, but when you start going down the rabbit hole of AI and what that's starting to do, Elon Musk was chatting to Rishi Sunak, the UK Prime Minister, and he reckons in 10 years' time there won't be a job that AI can't do. Which is quite scary, but at the same time, you have to embrace tech or otherwise you're going to be left behind. And gaming obviously gives you a bit of a head start in terms of getting, you know, involved and familiar with tech and using it. And that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah. Wayne, listen, thank you so much for having this chat with us. I've been looking forward to it for ages now. Ask Nina. I just needed the perfect opportunity to talk gaming. And when I saw this article about the Saudis, I was like, yes, man. Let me call somebody and get them in the studio. But thank you so much for what Lenovo and Legion are doing for the gamers. I know you guys are very much a big part of the South African gaming community, and you're trying to uplift and build. So we really appreciate that. And Jan, thanks for coming through from Joburg and all this traffic to come and talk games with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's always nice to be in Pretoria, to be honest. It's always a couple of degrees warmer, so it's a bit nicer. But thank you so much for the opportunity and having me on air. I think we're very excited about where gaming is going. And, you know, we also want to make it, you know, more accessible to communities, traditionally being quite expensive, but very much focusing on getting that to more and more people. And we look forward to meeting more and more people in our Legion community.
Nou, dan weet julle nou bietjie meer oor die gaming scene en ook e-sports in Suid-Afrika. Dis nie net die nerds wat het jol nie, die cool kids jol het ook blijkbaar. En vir die ouders wat gewonnen het, sier ek my kinders skool toe om games te gaan speel. Nee, mevrou. En as jy oud is en wil aftree, gaan hulle jou met al hulle software development geld na jou kyk in die uithuis.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.